Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We wish to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that is going to be bringing Mark Dankoff's America and the RBN network to a much wider constituency in the American South that will augment what we're already doing in conventional radio as well as what we're doing on the Internet and on international shortwave. We have a very special guest today. If you're not familiar with Barry Comas, you need to be. You can find his website at www.thebarrycomishwebsite.com. His last name is spelled C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's www.thebarrycomishwebsite.com. He is the author of Bye Bye Gaza and also Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin. And as I was saying, when this book came out 10 years ago, I suppose you could equate Barry Comas in an Israeli context with being the equivalent of Mark Lane or Anthony Summers or Michael Collins Piper in this country in regard to their exposés on the Kennedy assassination. I want to ask Barry this morning for some updates on what continues to go on in this Rabin cover-up situation, and also to talk about his latest effort entitled Bye Bye Gaza, and why he believes that the state of Israel is undergoing some particularly difficult times at present. Barry Comas was born in Winnipeg, Canada in 1952. He went to the University of Manitoba graduated from there in 1974 and has an MA from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem in 1979. He was in the Israeli Defense Forces and was a participant in the 1982 war against Lebanon. And again, his work finds its way not simply to Internet press and so-called non-establishment publications, but he's been reported upon in the Atlantic, the New Republic, Reason, New York Newsday, all kinds of publications like that. And again, whatever you think of Zionism and the state of Israel, Barry Comas is one of the people that makes you think in regard to that whole issue. As well as the wider implications of what's presently going on in both the Middle East and in Central Asia. Barry, how are you, sir?
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning. Very good, thank you.
Yes, I wanted to thank you first and foremost for agreeing to come on this show because, admittedly, I am not a proponent of Zionism, and neither are most of the people who listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network. But in regard to conversation and dialogue and so forth, you're clearly one of the key major players in investigative journalism in regard to things going on in Israel as well as the Middle East generally. In regard to your work from 10 years ago, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, I would suspect that some of our listeners are familiar with your research in this regard. Could you give us an update, your latest update, in regard to some of the things that I've seen in writing recently about some folks who, as it were, continue to disappear in relation to having a past involvement with that case?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? What can you say except 11 years later, people who know too much about how Rabin died are dying? Now, in the last, it's only been a week, and I'm not going to overwhelm you with names. However, Rabin's anesthesiologist, Dr. David Neve, was rubbed out in an actual rub out. You're talking about a bullet through his head, his car trapped, the works. He was rubbed out. That was only a week ago. And you would think, really, you would think that it would be the story of the year. Who murdered? Do I hear music already?
Yes, that's our first commercial break, but when we come back, we'll have an extended period of conversation. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Barry Comas. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Barry Comish, and if you're not familiar with Barry, you can find him at thebarrycomishwebsite.com. That's thebarrycomishwebsite.com. He is the author of the new book, Bye Bye Gaza, and the book of 10 years age entitled Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? And we were chatting with Barry before the break in regard to the fact that Rabin's anesthesiologist, a fellow by the name of Dr. David Neve, was recently murdered this month, as a matter of fact. Go ahead with the details on that, Barry.
Well, again, there's something that if you don't understand, then you just don't understand why Israel's going down. Right now, there's a war in Israel against religion. And this war is deadly. And they are knocking off prominent religious families like kingpins. Now, Rabin, somebody wants to clean the slate, apparently. There are names you don't know. Margalit Harshefi sat in prison for 9 months. She was framed for being the murderer's accomplice. Her brother committed suicide this week. Okay, Margalit Harshefi's brother killed himself this week. That's two. The week before, again, you don't know the name of Rabbi Yitzhak Ginsburg. He was arrested after the Rabin assassination, sat in prison, refused to recant statements that he was not opposed to the assassination. His grandson was run over in a most mysterious accident where the car just swerved onto the sidewalk and ran over his bicycle. That's three. Now, I'm not going to go through all the murders of the Chabad movement and what it means and so forth. Just say in the last 2 weeks, there have been two dozen very prominent religious kids who have been run over in strange car accidents, who have committed suicide, or who have been shot through the head. And as for the leftists and their children and their grandchildren, everything is fine. Nothing's happening to them. Their children don't die in these strange so-called accidents. Right now, here's a prediction. Listeners, you heard it first here. They're getting ready to get rid of Hebron. They're getting ready to throw the Jews out of Hebron right now at this very moment. And they're committing tremendous atrocities in Hebron to the religious structure, the tomb of Jesse. They steal the eternal light, and they throw psalms. They take cedar prayer books and rip them apart and take the pages and throw them in religious in synagogues and so forth. Right now, the people of Hebron are about to be thrown out, and they're being driven crazy. They're
Are we to see all of this as a basic internal struggle between left and right in Israel?
No, it's not left and right. Forget left and right. That's meaningless.
Okay.
What you've got in Israel is very, very complicated because the founders of Israel hated the religious, and it's beyond hated. They were planning to found a state based on the opposite of the Torah. Now, I go on the Stan Montith show a lot, and I like the man a lot. And he just says outright, after studying the Sabbatean movement, I'm going to be like a little lecturer today, the Sabbatean movement, he said this is pure Satanism, that Israel was founded by the very wrong sort of Jews because they were not Jews. Get ready for this. Israel was founded by people who believed that there was another Messiah, and his name was Shabtai Tzvi. He was born in Turkey, and in the year June 18th of 1666, he declared he was the Messiah of the Jews, and the majority of the Jews in the world believed him. They sold their homes and their goods for a penny on the dollar. They climbed mountains, and they expected to be transported to Jerusalem. But Shabtai Tzvi was forced to convert to Islam. And then the Jews abandoned him. Now, for him to be that popular, by the way, in the year 1666, he must have had help from the Vatican. There was no other organization in the world that could reach the Jews from Mexico to Iran and get them to believe in a new Messiah. That took so much power back then. There was only one group who could reach all these people. And that, to me, had to have been the Vatican, even though, frankly, no one has pursued this angle. Nonetheless, Shabtai Tzvi believed in Judaism that was its opposite. In other words, do not kill became do kill. And believe me, in the Holocaust, they had their fingers inside the murder of many Jews because for them, it is a good deed to kill Jews. Jew doesn't believe that Shabtai Tzvi is the Messiah. And by the way, there was another Messiah. There was a second one in Europe 80 years later named Jacob Frank. If you don't believe that Shabtai Tzvi or Jacob Frank were the actual messiahs of the Jews, you deserve to die. Now, I know this sounds very, very difficult. I have a book called Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. It's on a website called Lulu, www.lulu.com. Many of my books are up on that site. It's the only way I can sell. I'm on the run, by the way. I'm on the lam. I ran from Israel because I was one of the near victims. I was almost murdered in a car crash, and I had a very, very bad time. My health is recuperating now that I'm in America. But all I'm trying to say is that there is a war, a genuine war, and I'm on the wrong side of the war. I'm rooting for the religious people. I'm rooting for the settlers because they've been deeply, deeply wronged, and more to the point, they're being destroyed. The soul of Israel were the settlers. They were the only people who believed anymore in the true Judaism and Israel of the Torah. They were saving Israel from these Sabbateans. These Sabbateans, now, people, it's not an easy story, and we're not going to get you lost. We're going to try not to get you lost, but in 1933, there were two kinds of Zionism. There was a good one, the one I supported, the one that no longer exists, the one that Ariel Sharon destroyed. That would be, let's say, revisionist Zionism was the term used then, led by Jabotinsky and Begin. The winners of this war have written the history, and they are now Nazis and super fascists. That's nonsense. They were the good guys, and they could have made peace with the Arabs, and the Jewish people would have been the Jewish people, and they would have saved them, religious or not religious. Then there's the other side, the labor Zionists. These are the Sabbateans. These are the people who founded Israel. This is Chaim Weizmann and David Ben-Gurion and Golda Meir. These people were monsters. They were utter, utter murdering monsters. And forget Arabs and Palestinians. That means nothing to me. Theirs is a separate, disgusting, corrupt history, and it's not for me to tell everybody's history. I'm trying to save Israel and trying to prevent it from going down. The leaders of this planet have decided that Israel goes down, and I'm trying to do something to stop that. But the first thing that's going down is religious Judaism. They're murdering the religious of Israel, the Orthodox. In the last two articles I've written, I've just given the names of the Orthodox kids that have suddenly died in stupid accidents. And if anyone knows my writing, I've been covering the murder of the rabbis. For the last 10 years, I've been saying there is a war going on. They're going to destroy the religious of Israel. The Oslo Peace Accord was a war accord, and I'm going to tell you why shortly. I know this. But I've been watching the religious slowly die. Right now, they are dying quickly. Right now, Hebron is going to go under. This is what they did to Gush Katif, to Gaza. And by the way, I wrote a book called Bye Bye Gaza because I was in Gaza. I was rushing to Gaza to lecture, to tell the people who they were fighting against. It didn't help. But I wrote a book on how the Israeli right and the Israeli religious right, namely the settlers, are thoroughly infiltrated. Every organization they believe in, the very people organizing the demonstrations against the evacuation of Gush Katif, they were all government. They didn't have anyone guiding them that was not government. They're rabbis. The worst of them was Rabbi Shlomo Abiner. He's the one that turned these settler kids into little hippies, giving up little strips of paper and dancing to the soldiers and hoping for guaranteeing miracles. Oh, I hear that music.
We'll be back with Barry Comish. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
This is Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Barry Comish, whose website can be found at thebarrycomishwebsite.com. He is the author of Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, as well as Bye Bye Gaza. Barry, getting back to our conversation, you and I, of course, would not be on the same page on this issue of Zionism generally. That's of course not my purpose for having you on today, of course, but I'm looking at a couple of pieces from E. Michael Jones' latest effort in Culture Wars, where Paul Eisen has a piece on Deir Yassin, what happened at Deir Yassin on April the 9th, 1948.
Who needs this? This is old propaganda, and I don't read it.
No, that's okay. I mean, I'm just saying that you and I will never be in the same place on some of these issues.
Well, not if you're reading about... Not if you're reading about Deir Yassin and think that in some way symbolizes anything. That's Arab propaganda. Let's Listen, mine
okay, I'm just trying to understand in terms of your analysis, pointing out that you and I would have some differences of opinion on Menachem Begin.
Well, you're reading people who hate Israel.
Well,
you're going to have lots of differences. Hold on just a sec. There's going to be lots of differences if you're reading people who despise the place. Okay, I mean, there's no question. You're reading Israel's enemies, and you expect me to say you're getting good literature. What I'm doing is I'm telling you the truth. What they're doing is just raw hatred of Israel.
And, well, just in terms of understanding your position on this, Barry, as far as what you believe is going on in Israel in regard to the internal conflicts in that country, if I'm reading you correctly, you've been talking about the fact that on the one hand, you have a series of Ashkenazic Jews like Ben-Gurion and Golda Meir, for example, that you're not favorably predisposed toward, and that you see in juxtaposition with...
Why Ashkenazic? What Ashkenazic? Every leader of Israel is an Ashkenazic. Don't even use that term. It's a very prejudicial term. And no Jew does that. No Jew thinks like this.
Okay.
What you've got in Israel, let me explain.
Sure.
It'll be easier. You've got yourself a situation where Israel is going. It's gone. The leaders of this planet have determined that Israel goes. So, if Zionism bothers you too much, don't worry. Just wait a little while, and Israel will get into a missile war, and there'll be 10,000 missiles in one day landing in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, and the country will die in a horrible attack by the Arabs. If this is what you want, you're going to get it anyways. And this is the sad...
I'm not an advocate of global catastrophe, but I'm just trying to understand here as far as your position on this.
My position is that the Jews have been thoroughly abused by what you would call the New World Order, and there's no group in this world that has had a worse deal. And I'm slowly explaining why, but you have to follow me. Okay, we're talking about who started Israel. The people who started Israel were not Jewish. They believed in a very false Messiah named Shabtai Tzvi and Jacob Frank, their second Messiah. They've got two great Messiahs, Shabtai Tzvi and Jacob Frank. They founded Israel to be not a Jewish state, but to replace Judaism. As far as they were concerned, the Nazis were terrific, because in the year 1933, the Jewish Agency of Jerusalem, led by Chaim Weizmann, signed a deal with the Nazis. It's called the Transfer Agreement. There is one book that called the Transfer Agreement by Edwin Black that you might want to look at. Otherwise, it's not properly understood. The Zionists, the labor Zionists, not my Zionism, the good guys, led by Jabotinsky and Begin. I'm talking about Jabotinsky, Ben-Gurion, cut a deal with the Nazis. And they threw the good Zionists out of their movement. Threw them out. And this transfer agreement arranged that the Nazis would make life so rotten for the Jews that they would have to move. Any Jew got the boat and went to America or Cuba or Canada would be turned back. Anyone who didn't go to Palestine would be returned to Europe to die. The only Jewish organization in the year 1934 permitted in Germany was the labor Zionists. They took German Jews, they indoctrinated them in Germany. Under the Nazi watchful eyes of the Nazis, then they put them on boats, and they became the new Israelis, the new citizens of the new Israel. It's very hard with that music. Shalom.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
How you doing, Chris? We're back. This is Mark Dancox, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Barry Comish. You can find Barry's website at thebarrycomishwebsite.com. He is the author of Bye Bye Gaza and Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin. Barry's been trying to discuss with us a little bit about the division within the Zionist movement in regard to people that he believes are good Zionists as opposed to those that are, in his judgment, bad Zionists. We were talking a little bit before the commercial break about the whole question of this so-called transfer agreement, whereby Chaim Weizmann and others basically, is in, if I'm understanding Barry correctly, cut a deal with the Nazis to ensure that there was a forced repatriation, as it were, due to circumstances of Jews to Palestine. Is that correct, Barry?
Yes, indeed. Now, this is the real history. And if we don't, the Jews I speak of, if we don't recognize that the Judaism has been infiltrated, and that our leaders are our worst enemies, and that their game is to wipe out religion. This is their game. This has been the game of Israel from day one. Forced, well, simply, the Jewish religion is going to become the opposite It's going to be, become what you might call secularism, but it's a lot more serious than that. And as I said, you can view this Sabbatean movement as satanic without a problem. But it's certainly not Judaism. And this is where there's a horrible mistake. When you equate the labor Zionists with Judaism, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. And it becomes much more serious when you understand that these people deliberately convert to other religions.
Well, a lot of people on the American right would say that these labor Zionist leaders were socialists and communists.
Yes, they were. Yes, that's what they were up to. That's what they were. They're called the Bolshevik Zionists. That's what they're referred to in Israel. The Israeli people don't support them. And this is just not understood. The Labor Party only has 18 seats in the Knesset out of 120. That's 8%. The Israeli people want to believe in my kind of Zionism. But there's a whole story with Ariel Sharon and Henry Kissinger in 1974 meeting where Kissinger simply told Sharon, you're going to take your political party, which was called Shalom Tzion, you're going to meld it with the Chirut party, that was Menachem Begin's party, and you're going to destroy the Israeli right. You're going to take over the right, and you're going to destroy it. And nobody understands that Sharon was born a leftist on a leftist kibbutz called Kfar Malal. All his friends were leftists. The man was never a rightist in all his life until suddenly he joined his party with the Chirut, and over time has arranged things that there's not one Chirut member of the Knesset anymore. It's all gone. Sharon was a destroyer. And everyone thinks he was a fine patriotic Jew. He was not. Sharon's goal was very, very simple, destroy religion. He was the one who uprooted Gaza, uprooted the Jews from Gaza, and turned it into an artillery target area. That was Sharon. Now, let's go back to the transfer agreement before I get lost.
Sure.
The transfer agreement stated that once the German Jews got to Israel, the borders of Israel would be cut off. There'd be no more immigration. They were going to start a new nation based on the 80,000 German Jews. They were quite racist in that respect. They liked German Jews. They liked the blonde hair, blue eyes business. That was the racial stock of the new Judaism. After that, the Nazis could kill every Jew in Europe free of charge. They didn't care. They derived great pleasure from the murder of these Jews. And when I said before, do not kill, becomes kill. I wasn't kidding. They believe in the opposite of the Torah. Now, I'm going to tell you who they are in America, and it's very worrisome for you if you understand a very important meeting took place in 1785. The meeting was held in Frankfurt, Germany. It was held in the home of Mayor Amschel Rothschild. He was not a very successful banker at the time, but he had ambitions. Now, he brought the two biggest spy networks of Europe into his home. They were both in Frankfurt. One came to Frankfurt from Poland. That was Jacob Frank, head of the Sabbateans in Europe. The other was the head of the Illuminati of the Vatican, the Jesuit Adam Weishaupt. They were in his home, and he needed them. He needed their agents. Now, again, what I told you before about the Sabbateans, Shabtai Tzvi was forced to convert by the Sultan of Turkey. Most people abandoned him, but not everyone. There was a cult in Turkey called the Donma who viewed this as a message that Shabtai Tzvi told them to intermarry into other faiths, become Muslims, become Catholics, but practice Sabbateanism on the weekends, so to speak. This is what they have been doing. They have got agents who are no longer Jews. It has been 100 years, 200 years of intermarriage, and I'll give you the names and how it works very shortly. But the point is they were once Jews. They are now thoroughly Christian or Muslim outwardly, but they believe in the Sabbatean. They believe in the opposite of the Torah. Now, there's an organization in America that is founded by these guys. It's called the Council on Foreign Relations. It's a dangerous little think tank who have determined that Israel goes, and I'll explain that one too. But nonetheless, what happens with the CFR is they appoint some to high office, and then they're investigated. And what do we discover? Why, John Kerry's father was a Jew. Well, what is this? Somebody who doesn't know what their father is? Well, Kerry had been pushing that he was Irish Catholic. He was a Jew from Prague. He was Sabbatean. Madeleine Albright doesn't know that her entire family is Jewish. Well, she was a Protestant. She didn't know that everyone in her family is a Jew bar none. Well, she forgot that. Wesley Clark doesn't know his father's a Jew. He discovers it when he's tearing Bosnia to shreds. Now, this concept is very, very deep and profound. If you go looking, you find that Al Gore's daughter is married to the grandson of John Jacob Schiff, and that is very, very important, by the way. They're all believers in Satanism, really. But the key of the matter is Israel, to them, doesn't deserve to live anymore. And the main reason is because it didn't turn satanic, because it was a good place that was getting its roots back into the religion, and they were defeating these Satanists who had founded Israel to be something very, very different. Now, this is the real war going on right now, and it's a tragedy because they're going to remove the Jews from their holiest spots, and they're going to convince the world they're doing it for peace, and these people are insane enough to get away with it. Now, I'm going to go. Are you with me so far?
Yes, sure.
It's not a simple story. I'm retelling Israeli history, but I'm retelling it truthfully for once. And this isn't my opinion. This is a pretty serious scholarship. I invite your listeners to go to www.lulu.com, L-U-L-U, write in my name, Barry Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. You'll get to my books. And by the way, if you hate Zionism, you'll love the books. The point is, I'm not writing for that audience. I'm writing for Jews who have lost, 80% of their people since about 1880, when it was determined that Israel would be refounded once again. The Jews have been lost to assimilation. They have been lost to pogroms. They have been lost to the Holocaust. There should be 80 million Jews in the world today. There are 12 million. And when Israel is destroyed, and it could be any day now, there'll be another 6 million if they get their way. And believe me, they are planning a Holocaust. The year is 1938. The anti-Semitism worldwide has turned up as high as it can get. The French Jews are flocking to Israel because life in their own country is so awful, and they are going to be slaughtered. We've got the Holocaust coming up, and I'll explain how that's going to work shortly. It's the Oslo War. The war against Israel was all founded with the Oslo Peace Accord. But let's get back, first of all, to the fact of the matter that Israel was not founded as a protection for the Jews. Israel was founded as a new Israel, not based on the Torah, but based on the opposite of the Torah. Religious weren't wanted. They let the Nazis have their way. All they wanted were the German Jews. They came to Israel. In 1939, the borders were closed by the British. And that was it. They have got, anyone who survived the Holocaust could come to Israel, but this was the new Israel being founded on principles that were against the Jewish people and their religion. If you don't understand that, folks, you don't understand why Israel, first of all, is being prepared to die right now. It's being prepared to die because it didn't succeed. Israel became a center for Jewish knowledge. it was revived. And these settlers were reviving Judaism. And they have to go. They simply have to go. The business with Gush Katif, where 25% of Israeli agriculture was on 12,000 acres of sand dunes. These people were the great Zionists. They could turn a piece of land, sand dunes, utter sand dunes, into the most profitable agriculture. They were hiring Arabs from the Gaza Strip. There was never a riot between the Jews and the Arabs. This was all baloney. All of it.
Barry, your basic analysis then of this fault line in Israeli society is between Torah Judaism on the one hand, as you understand that, and then on the other, these so-called Sabbateans who were comprised of Zionists who had an anti-religion, anti-Torah, anti-theistic worldview?
Very, very impressive. You actually just summed me up in a minute. Yeah, you got it right. That was real good. Yes, that is the real fight in Israel. Now, what I have gathered from it is simply astounding. Now, just keep in mind the real war is between the Protestants and the Vatican. This business, the world today is divided into two main groups. The Anglo-Saxons, London, Washington, New York, their headquarters are the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. That's the diplomatic headquarters, a little think tank, 4,200 members who are just simply running the State Department and running the newspapers and media of America. That is group number one. They are opposed by the Vatican and with very heavy Jesuit influence. I now accept that their influence is profound. They go from Rome, Spain, Germany, France. Their diplomatic headquarters is the Bilderberg Group. These people agree with each other, but they're fighting all the time on who gets what from the rubble. The Vatican want Jerusalem. And this is a very, very serious issue because Shimon Peres is the Vatican spy for Israel. He is behind the murder of both Rabin and Sharon. And yes, Sharon was murdered. And I'm trying to keep this in some sort of logical order. But yes, after Peres and his bodyguard, Yoram Rubin, who pulled the trigger on Yitzhak Rabin, were finished. They weren't through because Peres placed Yoram Rubin to be Sharon's bodyguard. Peres had tea with Sharon in the Knesset on December 18th. Sharon, after drinking the tea, collapsed into a stroke. He was brought into Hadassah Hospital by Rubin's murderer, Yoram Rubin. Try not to forget that name, Yoram Rubin. He murdered Rabin. The same murder gang killed Sharon. Well, Sharon is, of course, waiting for a brain transplant. Okay, they got rid of Sharon. They killed him. There is murder going on in Israel, and this is murder for the Vatican. Now, I'm going to do something that I hate doing because I've done it so often, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to do this. I interviewed one of the two writers from the Israeli side of the Oslo Accord. I got inside Oslo. It worked like this. I was at a Hanukkah party. It was December 1993. Oslo had just been signed 2 months before, 3 months before. And the host says to me, "Do you want to meet Ron Pundak?" And now my host, a nice guy, his name was Lenny Wolf, introduced me to one of the two actual writers of this damn horrible accord, because they were friends. I went with my friend Joel Bainerman. We were partners in a newsletter called Inside Israel. Joel Bainerman wrote the very first book against the Bush family. It was called Crimes of a President. It was published in 1992, and it exposed, well, it exposed what the world has got today, the ties between the Bush family and Israel. And they're very, very profound and awful ties, where Peres, using material gained from Jonathan Pollard, blackmails George Bush and the Reagan administration and starts something known as Iran-Contra. And this, again, is real history, but nobody in America knows it. Look, I covered Pollard and Iran-Contra in my book, Shabtaitsvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. We can't do the whole thing. You will love the stuff that we're not going to talk about. It's at lulu.com. Meantime, you've got an accord, and me and Joel are sitting with the writers of the writer, one of the two Israeli writers. The other, bye. Okay,
we'll be back.
Coming up.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Back with Barry Chomish. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
And the liars, hey, I know it's
back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Barry Chamas. You can find his website at www.thebarrychamaswebsite.com. He's the author of the new book, Bye Bye Gaza, as well as the 10-year-old volume, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin? We're trying to understand from the vantage point of Barry's position on this as a certain type of Zionist. I, of course, am not a Zionist, but Barry is a Zionist. His perspective on the fault lines in Israeli society, which explain, in his view, what is happening in that country right now. We're going to get back to him in just a second and also take a caller. But I wanted to mention tomorrow that Dr. E. Michael Jones will be on this show from Culture Wars. And he's specifically going to be discussing the current cover story in Culture Wars entitled Cardinal B, the Jews, and Nostra Aetate, talking about the interplay between the Jewish lobby and certain Roman Catholic leaders at the time of the Vatican II discussions in the 1960s. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to be on the show on Thursday talking about the whole issue of vaccines and what these vaccines mean to you and to me, and also this whole business of mandating certain kinds of vaccines for the American public, where all of that is headed in terms of a political context. And then Friday from 7 to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, Dr. Robert Sungenis is going to be on the show from Catholics Apologetics International, talking about his series entitled Neocons and the Jewish Connection. And you can find Dr. Sungenis' website at CatholicINTL.com. That's CatholicINTL.com. If we still have him on the line, there's a caller for Barry Chamas, Bob in Texas.
Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Bob. Sorry we kept you on the line so long, but go right ahead.
Well, I've been happy to be here. This is the most fascinating discussion related to the State of Israel that I've ever heard, and I would like to commend Barry and even mention a couple of things that have actually validated some of my research. When you speak of the Vatican involvement and how relevant and important it is, most people underestimate the authority the Vatican had in it, held in its sway for so long, and they ignore the relevancy of the Jesuits and the Masonics and a certain group of these Jews. Now, having said that, Barry has pared this thing down to where we're left with a small group of people that had good intentions in moving to Israel and establishing that state, even though their intentions may have been founded upon fraud and propaganda. And earlier you had brought up the term Ashkenazi, and Barry almost got so offended to escape the situation, which I'm glad he didn't, because the only way we're ever going to come to a solution of the problem is to have the discussion. And I don't think anybody, myself, has anything against a Torah-believing Jew.
Bob, stay on the line. I apologize for the commercial break, but stay on the line. We want to get to your point for Barry and have you guys in conversation with one another. I think it'll be a good conversation. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. When we come back, our caller, Bob in Texas, will chat with Barry Chamas about some of these issues. Stay tuned.